thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Beautiful.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, spontaneous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environs, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Chernobyl, Ukraine wildlife sanctuary provides a welcome home for our co-inhabitants. In good governance news, Angola seeks to increase nature reserve areas. In hero news, a courageous American man rescues a 2-year-old child from a burning blaze. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 17th, is the birthday of the Prime Minister of Kyrgyzstan, His Excellency Almazbek Sharshenovich Atambeev, born in 1956. Prime Minister Atambeev has worked toward increasing trade relations and augmenting economic growth in the country. In addition, His Excellency Atambeev has signed an agreement with the United Nations to make efforts toward sustainable development through enhancing prosperity and improving peace and stability. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Almazbek Sharshenovich Atambeev, for your dedication to your nation. May you have a very happy birthday celebrated with cherished ones.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Bolivia. When the ordinarily dry highlands of Potosi in southwestern Bolivia were struck by heavy winter snow, about 7,000 residents were stranded as the extreme weather hampered government relief efforts. At least 30 people in the capital La Paz and in El Alto reportedly lost their lives to hypothermia. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $20,000 with all her love and sorrowful prayers, requesting that our nearby association members to please go if possible to bring supplies for warmth to those most in need. This amount could acquire $198,000 in emergency items if bought in the United States based on Bolivia's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai also reimbursed the travel and related expenses of the relief team from Costa Rica, estimated at $2,000.
After traveling by bus for 10 hours to the Department of Potosi, our association's relief team met with Potosi department officials, who said that the government was only able to assist one-fourth of the 5,800 families due to limited resources. The rest, along with over 25,000 llamas, faced hunger due to the inclement weather. With transportation, guidance, and indigenous language translators provided by the regional government, our association's relief team was able to purchase and distribute nutritious vegan food supplies for 1,140 families in a total of 16 remote communities.
Agradecemos muy profundamente dentro de nuestro corazón a la maestra Qinghai.
Agradeciendo mucho a la maestra Qinghai por estas donaciones que se ha dado para nuestra gente que realmente lo necesita y ha sido afectada por las nevadas. Muchas gracias, hermana Qinghai. Muchas gracias.
La maestra Qinghai, muchísimas gracias.
With appreciation for the helpful aid of the Bolivian officials and personnel, we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving assistance and our association's relief team for their caring work. May heaven protect the cold and snow-affected residents, as we pray that such weather extremities are eased through our kinder, eco-friendlier choices.
Record power outage in South Korea. On Thursday, September 15th, a combination of high demand due to unusually high autumn temperatures, along with power plants downed for scheduled maintenance, resulted in a massive blackout. Some 1.62 million homes were rendered without power across the nation, including 400,000 in Seoul. Businesses also reported widespread outages, with both direct and indirect damage resulting from halted operations.
Firefighters and traffic police were overwhelmed with emergency calls from people in predicaments, such as being stuck in elevators, with traffic jams also caused by nearly 3,000 traffic lights being out of order. While a spokesman for Korea Power Exchange said that the outages would begin lifting as temperatures fell in the evening. Yonhap News Agency reported that it could be days before power was fully restored across the country.
We are grateful for the ready assistance of the emergency personnel and the efforts to restore normal function to the lives of the South Korean people. May such unsettling and extreme situations be alleviated as we strive for greater harmony with all beings on earth.
Earthquakes hit Greece, New Zealand, Japan, Cuba, China, and Fiji Islands. On Wednesday morning, September 14th, southern Greece was rocked by a 5.0 magnitude earthquake centered 20 kilometers northwest of Kalamata, followed the next morning by a 4.4 magnitude tremor that jolted the island of Crete, 71 kilometers northeast of Heraklion. On Thursday, a strong quake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale struck east of New Zealand's North Island, just 13 kilometers deep and 512 kilometers northeast of Gisborne. Soon after, a magnitude 6.2 tremor hit near Japan's east coast, shaking buildings in the capital Tokyo. Cuba was also rumbled on Thursday by a shallow 5.1 magnitude earthquake, 169 kilometers southwest of Bayamo. While that night in western China, a tremor also 5.1 in magnitude rattled Xinjiang as it struck 245 kilometers southeast of Hotan. On Friday morning, the Fiji Islands were shaken by a major 7.3 magnitude quake 120 kilometers southwest of Nadoi Island. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries for any of the earth tremors.
With gratefulness for the maintained safety of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such potential disasters may be quickly averted through humanity's kinder treatment of all fellow inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
night. Wake up and behold, remembers the night in silent wood. When forest eroded hills, desiccated streams, waited with a poor soul's cry, the end of all dreams.
Thank you. Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 494. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Afghan Council convenes for national reconciliation. Nearly 400 tribal elders, intellectuals and Muslim legal scholars from five Afghan provinces concluded a two-day meeting of the Afghan High Peace Council in Kandahar on Thursday, September 15th. During the meeting, High Peace Council Chair and former Afghan President Burhanuddin Rabbani emphasized that Afghan peace would lead to regional peace, while former Taliban commander Maulwi Noor ul Aziz urged other Taliban members to forego violence and join the diplomatic process. Meanwhile, senior officials from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and the United Arab Emirates, who had been meeting as part of an endeavor to build trust and regional stability, recommended the creation of a special organization to work directly with the Afghan High Peace Council. Your Excellencies and all meeting participants, our respectful accolades for your commitment to national stability and reconciliation. We join in the heartfelt wish that peace may soon reign for the gracious people of Afghanistan and the region.
Animals tried to flee from zoo. Seven rare marmots, eight porcupines and a fox made an attempted escape from a zoo in Kiev, Ukraine. The 100-year-old facility, noted to have been afflicted by neglect in recent years, is listed as having among the highest death rates of any zoo in the world. Although the porcupines and the fox were intercepted at the zoo's ticket office, the marmots burrowed into the earth and continued digging deeper as the zookeepers tried to retrieve them. Animal welfare groups such as UK-based Nature Watch are calling for the facility's closure, citing malnutrition, a lack of medical care and mistreatment as the cause for what may be hundreds of fatalities in recent years. In 2010, 62 animals died at the zoo, and recently a Japanese deer and a young zebra also perished. It saddens us deeply to know of the loss of innocent lives and the suffering that has driven these animals to flee. Our prayers for their immediate care and that humanity awakens to a greater respect for the lives of all such cherished beings so that they may flourish in peace and freedom in nature.
During an international gathering in July 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke with sorrow on the tragic suffering of animals in a reminder for humanity's responsibility of being kind stewards of all inhabitants on earth.
That's why people, they mistreat dogs, they mistreat the big animals like elephant, horses. They don't know a thing about the animals. But they bring them into the circus and into the zoo and chain them there and starve them to train them into submission. And it's just really terrible. You know, animals truly don't belong to the zoo, don't belong in circus. They should live the wildlife the way they want. And if we want to keep them, then they have to have a good condition, eh? Good place for them to roam around, you know, like in the wild, and be good animals, you know, be the way they want, but including our love and care with it. But not to chain them, to bind them, to inject them with medicine in order to control him and all. This is really very bad. Not to talk about people who kill animals to eat, that is already too much to talk about, too much for us. But the people who torture the animals as well, you know? It's terrible. So many things I cannot talk about. It just saddens me whenever I talk about it.
Save Our Planet. Center for International Forestry Research, Director General Francis Seymour, reports that deforestation and land degradation have worsened climate change effects in regions like Somalia, making it more difficult for the people and the land to adapt.
Save Our Planet, stating that urgent measures are needed to save the Black Sea from the combined effects of pollution, climate change and fishing, the European Parliament passes a resolution on September 13, 2011, calling for coordinated efforts among coastal states toward long-term and life-saving sustainability.
Warning news. Evaluating data from 61 previous studies, researchers at the University of Nottingham in England report on September 8, 2011 that children whose mothers smoke have a 62% higher risk of painful ear infections and hearing problems, in addition to being 86% more likely to require surgery for middle ear infections.
It's Iggy the Iguana here. I'm eating the appetizing vegan way, foods without animal products. Now, a tip of the day for your health. University of London researchers in the United Kingdom discovered that those individuals who slept 6 to 8 hours a night did better in vocabulary and reasoning tests than people who had more or less sleep. Enjoy a good night's rest. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In animal welfare news, Chernobyl Ukraine Wildlife Sanctuary provides a welcome home for our co-inhabitants. Several injured animals now inhabit the area of the former Chernobyl fire station. They were rescued from the exclusion zone, a 30.5 kilometer radius location, which was created in 1986 following a nuclear accident. BBC reports that veterinarian Dr. Alexander Sasha Borovsky established the safe haven out of his love for wild animals, which are now abundant in the area. Bravo, Dr. Alexander Sasha Borovsky, on your caring heart. May all our well-wishing animal friends flourish in safety and health for eons to come. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Dr. Alexander Sasha Borovsky with the Shining World Compassion Award and $5,000 with thanks for the wildlife.
In good governance news, Angola seeks to increase nature reserve areas. Her Excellency Maria de Fatima Jardim, Angola's Minister of Environment, announced the nation is making efforts to expand conservation sites from 6.5% to 15%. It is envisioned that this will help protect biodiversity and initiate ecological and cultural tourism. Her Excellency Minister Fatima Jardim said Angola now has 13 flora and fauna preservation locales extending over more than 82,000 square kilometers. Our earnest gratitude, Your Excellency Maria de Fatima Jardim and the Government of Angola, for your work to safeguard the country's precious environment. May we continue to bring about a sustainable, verdant planet for all beings to enjoy. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a courageous man rescues a child from a burning building. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more brightening news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, leading news for a progressive world. In hero news, an American man rescues a 2-year-old child from a burning blaze. Mr. Jeffrey Richards of New York, USA, who is homeless, managed to climb onto the awning of a building adjacent to one that was on fire. He was able to grasp the youngster, who was on the second floor, and drop the boy to Mr. Mark McLeod, who was on the ground. The heat then forced Mr. Richards to jump off the awning. The 2-year-old was rushed to a hospital. 10 firefighters also sustained injuries during their valiant work to contain the blaze. A heartfelt salute, Mr. Jeffrey Richards, Mr. Mark McLeod, and brave firefighters for your life-saving efforts. We pray that all those requiring medical treatment make a full recovery with God's abundant blessings. For his courageous deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Jeffrey Richards with the Shining World Hero Award and $3,000 for spending and or medicine with thanks and all love.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Nepalese entitled Black Eye.
एक रात एकजना मानिस पुलिस स्टेशनमा सुन्निएको कालो आँखा लिँदै आएछ उसको दावा थियो कि उसले घर पछाडिको केही आवाज सुन्यो र त्यसको जाँचबुझ गर्न के गएको थियो त्यसको लगत्तै पछाडि उसलाई आँखामा हिर्काइयो र बाहिर चिसोमा लडाइयो यस कुराको छानबिन गर्न एकजना पुलिस अफिसरलाई पठाइयो तर उनी एक डेढ घण्टामै कालो आँखा लिएर फर्किए तिमीलाई पनि त्यही व्यक्तिले हिर्कायो कि क्या हो क्याप्टेनले सोधे होइन उनले जवाफ दिए मैले पनि त्यही दाँती भएको कुचोमा टेक्न पुगेछु
And now for a heartline from Miss Wendy Huntbatch, the co-founder of the World Parrot Refuge in Canada. Supreme Master Qinghai honored Miss Huntbatch with the Shining World Compassion Award and a total of $50,000 to help Miss Huntbatch in her noble work of providing a loving home for the intelligent parrots. The three-part program titled For the Love of Parrots, Canada's World Parrot Refuge, can be accessed in Supreme Master Television's Animal World, our co-inhabitants, online archives.
I have been vegetarian for 28 years since I could not eat my friends. My research into veganism has convinced me of the dangers of dairy products, so I have now become totally vegan. I have more energy, I feel happier, and best of all, I no longer have heartburn. My husband and I watched a new program called No More Heart Attacks with Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, showing an interview with President Bill Clinton. Seeing how plaque goes away from arteries after the person becomes vegan has convinced my husband that this is the only way to live a full life. At our age, good health is vital, and being vegan will provide this. Love, Wendy from Coombs, Canada.
Kind-hearted Wendy, how wonderful to hear that you have transitioned to the vegan diet and are realizing its immense health benefits. May you and your husband experience many more years of vibrant well-being. With all best wishes and heaven's love to our beautiful friends, human and avian alike, at the incredible World Parrot Refuge.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven grace you with a benevolent spirit and loving heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Turkmen President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov announces the opening of an embassy in Switzerland that reflects the wish of both countries to further expand their cordial diplomatic relations.
Author Fernando Vallejo of Mexico, who often features dogs in his literary works, is bestowed the 2011 Guadalajara International Book Fair Award, along with a $150,000 cash prize that he pledges to donate to rescue organizations on behalf of innocent animals.
Government dignitaries gathered for marathon meetings in Belgium report a significant advancement in negotiations between the primarily Flemish and French-speaking political parties, which they say could soon lead to a newly unified government for the country.
US-based Human Rights Watch announces 48 writers from 24 countries as the recipients of the prestigious $10,000 Helman Hammett Award in honor of their commitment, despite adverse political circumstances, to maintain candid and courageous expressions intended to benefit all people.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.